From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke Tuesday following a meeting of his national security team concerning the man responsible for the biggest mass shooting in the country's history.
We currently do not have any information to indicate that a foreign terrorist group directed the attack in Orlando. It is increasingly clear, however, that the killer took in extremist information and propaganda over the internet.
In the hours-long assault early Sunday at the Pulse Gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, 49 people were killed and another 53 wounded before police shot the assailant, 29-year-old Omar Sadiki Mateen, to death. French police are holding three men for questioning in relation to the fatal stabbing of a police officer and his partner, which authorities have called a terrorist act. Lisa Bryant has more.
Paris prosecutor François Moulins offered fresh details at a press conference about 25-year-old LaRosie Abala, the slain suspect in Monday's stabbing deaths of two police officials.
Les enquêteurs se sont attachés d'ores et déjà à faire un certain nombre d'investigations et surtout des constatations.
Moulins said investigators seized a list of targets apparently belonging to Abala that included rappers, journalists, and police, along with public personalities. Investigators discovered the list at the home of the police commander, who was killed outside his residence in Magnanville, about 55 kilometers from Paris. Abala apparently then entered the home, taking the officer's partner and child hostage before killing the partner. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein is urging the United States to adopt stricter gun control measures, saying easy access to weapons leaves little space between murderous impulses and actions that result in death. In a statement Tuesday, Zayed criticized what he called irresponsible pro-gun propaganda and questioned how many more mass shootings the country must experience before lawmakers take action. The Pew Research Center reports Europeans generally see Islamic State as the biggest threat to their nations. Climate change is the second largest concern of Europeans, ahead of the influx of refugees on the continent from Iraq and Syria. According to the new study, Europeans face the world divided by the Washington-based research center. Only 17% of respondents in the 10 European countries surveyed feel Islamic State is a minor threat, and only 3% view it as no threat at all to their nation. Terrorist attacks in Paris and Brussels over the past year have put terrorism on the top of the list of concerns of Europeans, and security remains elevated across the continent. Congress approved a $28 million reprogramming request from the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, Monday, allowing for more lines and shorter wait times in airports. The money will be used to make 2,784 part-time transportation security officers full-time, which will reportedly add 53 additional security lanes in American airports. It will also allow for TSA to accelerate the hiring of 600 additional officers by the end of the fiscal year. A war of words erupted Tuesday between the U.S. and Venezuela at the Organization of American States Assembly in the Dominican Republic. In his remarks to the Assembly, Secretary of State John Kerry urged Venezuela's government to free political prisoners, respect freedom of expression, alleviate food shortages, and honor its constitutional mechanisms. Speaking immediately after Kerry, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez said her country was a victim of international bullying. She also said the country's internal matters would be settled by Venezuelans. Russian fans at the European Football Championships in France could get their team booted out of the tournament. European football's governing body UEFA handed Russia a suspended disqualification Tuesday, plus a fine of nearly $170,000 for the violence by its fans against English supporters at their opening match Saturday in Marseille. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.